Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, if you would, to Philippians. Let me read some scriptures to you. You're there in Philippians. But let me just read some others to you. You can jot these down or just look at them on the screen if they're able to get them up in time. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Don't turn there. Just listen. I'm going to read these off quickly to you. 1 Corinthians 11:1 Amplified says, pattern yourselves after me. This is Paul talking. Pattern yourselves after me. Follow my example as I imitate and follow Christ. Ephesians 5:1 Amplified says, therefore, be imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His example. As well-beloved children, imitate their Father. Yes. Is this God's way?
Yes.
We are encouraged to do it. We're told to do it. 2 Thessalonians 3:7 in the Amplified again, 2 Thessalonians 3:7, he said, you know yourselves how it is necessary to imitate our example. Imitate our example. 3 John 11 says, beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. That's why it's so important what you're around. Because whatever you're around, you'll start picking it up. Have you noticed that? We are made such that our spirits are impressionable by who and what we're around. Have you noticed it? Have you noticed your children? If they're around other kids or other people, can they pick stuff up? In a flash. Good or bad. What will they do? They'll imitate them. Particularly something they respect. Or something that, you know, another way of saying it, something they think is cool, something they think is hip, they'll imitate it. They'll come in saying and doing stuff. And really, everything that we're doing began as an imitation.
That's right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
We come into this world a blank sheet of paper.
Right.
How did you learn how to talk? How did you learn which eyebrow to move when you said something? I'm serious. The nuance of every facial expression. Why do some people use their hands more than others when they talk? Body language. Tone. Where did you learn your accent? Why don't I talk like I'm from New Jersey? Huh? Well, really, some say, well, it's not just because I was born where it was humid. Why do I talk the way I talk? My first words are something I heard, right? I heard my parents or my grandparents. I heard somebody say it, and so I begin to try to say what they say.
Yes, sir.
I saw them sitting at the table. And reaching out their hand and putting food in their mouth. And at some point, I tried that myself.
Yes.
Yep. See, we don't think about it. But everything we do, we begin by imitation.
Yes.
We got it from somebody.
Yeah.
A lot of times people like to think that, you know, no, I came up with all this on my own. I'm a self-made man. Yeah, I originated. I invented this persona. No, it's a composite of borrowed things. You know, you see preachers get upset because somebody uses their message. That's my message. Well, if it's any good, God gave it to you. I assure you, if it's any good, you did not just come up with it on your own. It's real simple. If it's good, it's God. If it was bad, it was you.
Hallelujah.
Well, it was partly good and partly bad. Partly God, partly just you. But imitation is the way God has given us for spirits to develop. Now, where are you right now? Hold your place there. Go to Hebrews. This is a big subject. You have to be led to get it within a few minutes, you know. Hebrews 13. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 13 and verse 7. Hebrews 13, 7 says, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow." Now other translations say imitate. "Whose faith imitate or follow, considering the end of their conversation." The NIV says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." Say it out loud. Imitate.
Imitate.
Their faith.
Their faith.
Now this goes back to our main text, doesn't it? Why did God give us ministry gifts? For the perfecting of the saints. Without me trying to explain it to you, just go back to Philippians now, where you're holding your place. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this today. Let it come across strong and clear. What are we supposed to do with our leaders? Follow their example. Imitate their faith, right? That's why it's so important for the leaders to be right. Because everything produces after its own kind. You don't want people reproducing your faults. And there's only one way to keep that from happening. Only one way. Get it out of you. That's whether you're the head of a church or the head of a family or the head of a business. It's all the same. You know, that's one of the reasons why so many times parents get so upset with their kids. Because they look up and they go, "I despise that. Why do you get so animated?" Because it's something about you that you despise. And you look up and there it is in them. How did it get in them? They've been living with you for how long? Some folk didn't like that. Everything produces after its own kind. It's the law of Genesis. Now notice in Philippians 3 and 12, he said, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already" what? "Perfect." Now Paul said, I am not fully developed. I have not come to the full, you know, manhood, fully developed stage. Do you see why I said in the beginning of this, try to assess where you think you are and then do what? Step back. Because if Paul wasn't fully developed, then where are you? And he says, but out of his own mouth, he said, "I do not count myself to have already apprehended, either already perfect. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." What has the Lord laid hold on us for? To be like Him. This whole passage is emphasizing and re-saying it in different ways. It's old English here, but it's saying to be like Him. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself," verse 13, "to have apprehended." Again, that I have gained and attained to the height of development in Christ. But I'm not sitting here crying because I'm not there yet. I'm not sitting here lamenting that I got a long ways to go. I'm after it. I'm after it. Every day I'm after it. I'm forgetting the things that are behind. I'm forgetting all the mistakes. I'm forgetting all the times I acted like a big whiny baby. And a little child. I'm forgetting about all that. I'm just forgetting it. I'm also forgetting about all the great victories, because there are far greater victories that we can have. And I'm not going to set that as the high mark of my life, because I can grow up. I can develop. I can go out beyond here. I'm forgetting those things that are behind, and I am a reaching forth under those things that are before. What's he reaching for? I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is that? What is that? That's being just like Jesus. That's what that is. Being just like him. Verse 15, let us therefore as many as be what? That's what this whole passage is talking about. As many of us as have grown up, come to our full development, let us be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God will reveal even this unto you. Why are teenagers so often not like-minded with their parents? I'm talking about good parents. Immaturity. Don't know how dumb they are. But when you grow up, like one individual said, you know, when he was 16, he thought his daddy was the most stupid man on the planet. And by the time he got to what he said about age 20 or so, he was just astounded at how much his daddy had learned. Well, it wasn't his daddy that had learned so much in 4 years. But see, that's the thing about, you know, it's one thing to be dumb. It's another thing to be so dumb you don't know you're dumb. You're so dumb you think you're smart. And you're really ignorant and blind. That's pitiful, isn't it? But that is the case of many adolescents, natural or spiritual. See, spiritually, people can do the same thing that some guys, you know, some youth do. Now, let me just say this. Children and youth do not have to go through a crazy stage. Amen. That is a lie of the world. Someone says, well, I keep holding my breath. I mean, they just turned 13. And I'm just waiting, you know, for the shoe to drop. You're in fear. And you believe lies.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Like Father, Like Son, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603D. That's R1603D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.